Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this one is from Felipe Ramos.
I'm a senior at FAU, and I was after class really hungry, and I was heading to the cafeteria in the Boca Raton campus. As I'm getting to the line, I go ahead and I grab my Caesar salad like I do every Wednesday at 11 in the morning. And after that, I was just, you know, relaxed in the line waiting, and I see some commotion going on in front of the line. I was hearing, oh, I can't believe this is happening, not at this time, we're all hungry, we need to get moving. So I turn around and I see this other student, this lady, her name is Sarah. Blonde hair, blue eyes, very, very attractive. And she, at the moment I turned around and she responded to me, I could see that she was very outgoing. And I was like, hey, do you know what's going on? She was like, no, I wonder what happened. And as the conversation kept going, I asked her what she did. And she told me that she was a math major. We talked about work. She told me that she worked for an accounting company. And then we talked about the food that we were getting. She asked me, why are you getting a salad at this time? And I looked at her weird because everybody loves salad. And I was like, oh, no, this is my favorite food, you know, a Caesar salad with chicken. What do you get? And she was like, no, I got a sandwich. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, you're not getting anything to drink? And she was like, no. Actually, now that you say it, I am going to get something to drink. And she went and she grabbed water. And she asked me, are you getting anything to drink? And I was like, I went and I grabbed a green tea. So we come back into the line and we were waiting. And I got really hungry in the line because the cafeteria ladies were taking a very long time. And we were still wondering what was happening. As the conversation kept going, I grabbed a bag of chips of Lay's, and I opened it, and I started sharing it with her. And I was like, don't worry, I'll just pay for it in the front. No worries at all. After that, you know, we were just talking about things that were happening during the day. We talked about her first class, my first class, and how we were so hungry and we needed to pay. There were like 5 people still in front of us. We started talking about something more about our majors and what were our dreams in life and stuff. And we got to the front of the line. As we got to the front of the line, the lunch lady was like, oh, guys, I'm sorry. It's only cash. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I was like, so disappointed because I never have cash on me. Never, never. And I was like, okay, never mind. I'll just drop everything. And she was like, hey, you're not going to eat anything? And I was like, no, because I don't have cash. I always have a card. And she was like, no, wait, I'll pay for you. And I was like, no, it's okay. We just met. You don't have to pay for me. And she said, no, you have to eat something. You have to eat. I'll pay for it. And I was surprised because that's really nice, you know, from someone that you just met. And she was like, no, don't worry, I'll pay for you. And, you know, me being a man, I was like, no, it's okay, don't worry. I'll just go somewhere else. I'll drive off campus to buy something. And she was like, no, you can't. And then she was like, you never had a girl pay for you? And I was like, oh, no, I have, but I just met you. We don't really know each other that much for you to pay for my food. Like, everything was around $8. And she was like, no, don't worry. And I was like, oh, my God, Sarah, like, you're really going to pay for me right now? And she was like, yes, Felipe, I'll pay for you. And I was like, okay, Sarah, fine, but I have to make it up to you. And she said, wait for me after I pay, and we'll talk about it. And I was like, okay, sure. So she paid for everything. She paid for my food. And as we were waiting, I was like, I have to make it up to you. And she was like, let's do this. Let's meet up next Wednesday at the same place, at the same time, and you pay for my lunch. And I was like, it sounds like a plan. She came up to me, and she gave me a hug, and she was like, it was really nice to meet you. Don't forget about our date next Wednesday, okay? Same place, same time. And I was like, I'm sure. I'll be there. You got it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I currently don't have a girlfriend, so we will see what this happens. Like, everything happens for a reason. Everything can come out of anything.
Felipe Ramos with a boy meets girl story.
And Michael, I gotta tell you, on so many levels, this story makes me happy.
Why?
First off, Felipe is a student of mine at FAU, a storytelling studies student. And when I asked him, would you like to tell a story for the public storyteller, this had just happened to him the day he recorded this story. And the fact that he could tell this story in its entirety, beginning, middle, and end, dialogue, all the things that make a story, make me think he's beginning to see his life as a series of individual stories and as an overarching story. And that's what life is.
Is that what you teach in your class?
One of those things, right. There are so many people I run into when I'm looking for people to tell stories and for all kinds of reasons who say, oh, nothing ever happens to me. I don't have a story. Now, there are a lot of people listening to this story at the beginning who are thinking, what am I listening to? Nothing's happening. He's having a conversation on a line. But that's what makes life. Life is things you don't know where they're going. It's just a little conversation. Then all of the sudden, you have a total stranger who is treating you to lunch, and you're meeting her again on a date. She used the word date. I mean, who knows what's going to come from this chance meeting that started out as nothing.
So not only does each person have their own story, but you're saying we have our own story every day.
I'm saying that thousands of times a day, possibly, at least dozens of times a day.
So why don't people want to tell their story?
All kinds of reasons. They may be shy. They may not think that things that happen to them comprise a story. What Felipe was able to say and to recognize is something started off in one way, standing, getting salad, as he said. And he said, I love the way he used his voice. He said, every week at 11 o'clock. What makes a story is something you think nothing is going to come out of. All of a sudden, something totally unexpected comes out of it. When I'm asking people to tell stories for this segment, I say it doesn't have to be something so dramatic that it's going to be a major motion picture someday. It just something happens that you never expected. And look what happened to him just out of the blue.
Well, the circumstances, and not only was Sarah, the girl behind Felipe, outgoing, but obviously Felipe had to be outgoing as well.
We do make stories happen. We are agents. We have agency, to use that academic term. We have free agency. We make things happen. We are subjects in our lives. Things don't just happen to us. That's certainly true. And there are people who have great stories in their lives because they are doers and they are movers and shakers and whatever. But a lot of times, it's just a little tweak. It's just turning around and asking somebody a question and being friendly that can make a story. And this tiny little slice of life that happened at the cafeteria at FAU is an example. And the fact that Felipe could recognize, yeah, this isn't earth-shattering. Hey, it might be in his life. It might be in Sarah's life. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. But it's a story.
I guess we should thank the cash registers for breaking down and not able to accept the credit cards that this date happened.
You know, I love that. There's so often in life when we say, oh no, the traffic is backed up, or oh no, this is so annoying, I've got to do X, Y, Z. And then it turns out to be the best thing possible. We never know what's in store for us. We never know whether something that at first glance is an annoyance is going to turn into such a benefit. And that's one of the beauties of storytelling as well. The listener thinks, oh, it's going to be another annoying, irritating thing. But who knows what's out there waiting for us?
Well, I'll try to remember that next time I'm annoyed. Well, thank you for bringing that story in, Karen. And if our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or check out our website for more information as well as archive stories, wlrn.org, Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.